President Trump is back at the White House and back to the reality in the United States of gas prices, which are now averaging $4.53 a gallon nationally. If you thought that after a couple of days away during his trip to China, and when asked exactly what he meant when he answered that question, that he was going to rephrase or clarify what he said about Americans' financial situations when it comes to the impact from the Iran war, you would be wrong.
That's right. That's a perfect segment. So, I'd make it again.
You can imagine how many people stop the soundbite I don't think about America's financial situation. So what's your response to that framework?
It's very simple. When people hear me say it, everybody agrees. Short-term pain. It's going to be short-term pain. But the pain is much less than people thought.
Trump says he said it, and he'd say it again. And that came after both the Vice President J.D. Vance and the House Speaker Mike Johnson spent the last couple of days saying things like this.
Do you agree with the president's position that Americans' financial situations should not be a consideration in that decision-making process?
Well, I don't think the president said that. I think that's a misrepresentation of what the president said. But of course, the president and I and the entire team, we care about the American people's financial situations.
I don't know the context in which he made that comment, but I can tell you the president thinks about Americans' financial situations. I talk to him on average twice a day, sometimes three or four times a day, and we talk about it constantly.